This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to tell you something right now, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You are under attack. Both your First and your Second Amendment are under attack. This isn't playing the alarmist, friends. It's exactly what's happening since this school shooting, this alleged school shooting in Florida. It's interesting how YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook are scrubbing the internet of anybody that dare raise any questions concerning the narrative. And what's interesting, friends, is across the boards, the American people are wide awake as to what's going on. I want to take you back about 20-some years. I want you to listen carefully because I want to show you how this works. And I'm just going to go back to the abolitionist and just go back to see what he had to say about what I'm highlighting right now. He said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And why am I saying that? Because it's exactly what's happening. Tyranny is being encouraged because people are settling for the fact that the state-controlled media and their narrative, 94% of the American people that decry the media as a bunch of liars, agree with them when they set another narrative. And it's absolutely interesting. And I want to tell you again, friends, it's a small, small portion that are doing this. The media is at work trying to belittle anybody, as I'm going to expose over the next hour, and then my second hour, I'm going to do my best to get over the Supreme Court's record concerning the games that these kids are playing. But let me go back to Columbine. Columbine happened on April 20th, 1999. I want you to listen to the eyewitness accounts of students at Columbine. This is at Columbine, not at the Parkland High School in Florida, friends. Listen carefully.
This is Channel 4 Live. Can you tell us your name, please?
Chris Wisher.
Chris, where were you?
I was in back of the school behind the cafeteria when we heard what sounded like fireworks. So we went back. We started running. We came back. We just figured it was fireworks. We looked up. We saw two kids in trench coats with guns and another kid just standing there on the side of the school in white. We saw him. One of them turned at us, started shooting.
Toward you?
Yeah, towards us. We were probably 100 yards away. We fell to the ground, and then the bullet stopped. I don't know what he was doing. He might have been reloading or something. So we got back up. We looked over. We saw the kid in the white throwing the bombs on top of the school. It was some kind of grenade or something. I don't know what it was.
And he was dressed in white?
He was wearing a white shirt, yes. And I don't know whether he was armed or not with a gun. And at that time, we just ran.
Please don't give us any names, but did you recognize these students?
Yeah, I thought I recognized one of them.
As a current student?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you're okay. Have you reconnected with your mom and dad?
Yeah, I've talked to them. They're probably watching right now.
Well, I hope you're okay. Thanks so much for talking, Carol. You know, we're were with Chris, you're one of the ones who said you saw the gunman shooting at you.
Yes.
Correct? He was shooting at you.
Yeah.
Now, you say you saw police just arrest him?
Well, he
Please don't give us a name on the air, but go ahead and tell us what happened.
He got in a black police car. Police had a lot of security around him.
Okay, so folks, just to make clear, this young man seen three kids. Two of them had guns, which was Eric and Dylan, no doubt, because we've seen this on film. By the way, that film is spliced, folks, and it's sliced up more than a loaf of bread, by the way. But there's also a third kid along with Eric and Dylan. And, of course, you didn't hear a thing about this because it didn't fit the narrative. This young man just said that he was arrested and he was taken away in a black car. How come we never heard anything about a third individual concerning what took place in Columbine? Okay, I'm going to let it play out, and then I'm going to play another eyewitness from Columbine.
It's the kid that I've seen around school a lot. I'm pretty sure that's him. I'm not going to say it's a 100% guarantee that that was him, but I'm almost positive it was.
Is he the one you believe was shooting at you on the playground today?
Yes, I believe it was.
Was he dressed in a trench coat?
Yeah. Well, when they just took him away, he wasn't, but he was then.
When they just took him away.
Yeah. Was he talking?
Is that jiving with the narrative of America?
Okay, thanks, Chris.
I thought both Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were shot. I can go online, by the way, right now and watch the footage of them shooting up the school. I can go online right now and find their alleged photos. It's them, there's no doubt. But the report was they committed suicide. Eric Harris's head's completely gone, and Dylan Klebold is laying right next to a rifle. Interestingly enough, they laid it next to the wrong arm. And, of course, it's the weapons that they want to ban, of course. But what's interesting, friends, is this kid said that he's seen Eric and Dylan in so many words, okay? And then he said there was another kid throwing bombs up on top of the building. Did you hear that from the media during Columbine? No. Did you know also, friends, that there were other eyewitnesses? And I'm going to get to that in just a moment because I'm going to take this and parallel it as to what's going on in Parkland today. And I'm going to take it to the extreme so you can understand, folks, that you are being lied to every step of the way. Play the second eyewitness, Sam, please.
Just come out. And tell me your name again.
David Smith.
David?
This is Columbine.
You locked up inside the science lab for hours with about 40 other students. Tell me what you guys did to pass the time. I mean, I know it was a scary time for everybody.
We just talked and told jokes and just messed around.
Were there teachers in there with you?
Not in our room, but right next door. They opened up the middle door. There's the three teachers and one shot laying on the ground in there.
Oh, that must be horrifying to see.
I didn't see it, though.
Tell me this. You saw one of the gunmen. Tell me what you saw and what he was doing at the time.
Well, first we just heard a bunch of kids run up the stairs because they let off a pipe bomb, and then a kid ran in front of our door, and we were all trying to get out the door because the fire alarm went off, and he shot a teacher right there, and the teacher went back in the room, and the guy went off around, and we just everybody locked their doors, and the teacher was laying there, and we just gave him our shirts to keep the blood from the top.
And you were in there for how many hours?
3.5 hours. We were in the room.
You were in the science lab with 40 other kids. Did everybody get out and describe to me how you got out?
We're all sitting on the ground, and they told us to lay down because the SWAT team was there. All of a sudden, the door swung open, and about a minute later, a SWAT guy came in and told us all to lay down. And we all put our hands on our head and walked out. They escorted us out, went in a cop car.
Listen carefully.
Clement, and then we all came here.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, are all your friends okay?
Yeah, that I know of, yeah.
Okay. Terrifying moments. Were you thinking anything special? Did you...
Like calling Mom, maybe?
I wasn't really thinking nothing until, like, whenever we first heard it, we all got down on the ground. And then once the bomb stopped, we just laughed and told jokes. We knew we were going to be all right.
You did. Did you know where the gunman was at that time?
There was four of them just running around the school.
There was four of them. There was four of them, you said. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now listen carefully. We're playing audio from Columbine eyewitnesses back in 1999. By the way, when the school shooting took place in Columbine, there's nobody that can deny it because there was bodies all around the schools. There was holes all over the building. We had the footage inside of the school during the shooting released to us, though it was redacted and it was spliced and sliced more than a loaf of bread, no doubt, because eyewitnesses during the time of Columbine were saying that there was more than two shooters. Now, folks, you haven't heard anything yet. Now listen to this, kid. I played it out during the last segment. In case you missed it, listen carefully as to how many shooters he said he's seen. Listen carefully. Columbine.
All came here.
And at this point, are all your friends okay?
Yeah, that I know of, yeah.
Okay. Terrifying moments. Were you thinking anything special? Did you...
Like calling mom, maybe?
I wasn't really thinking nothing. Until, like, whenever we first heard it, and we all got down on the ground. And then once the bomb stopped, we just laughed and told jokes. We knew we were going to be all right.
You did. Did you know where the gunman was at that time?
There's four of them just running around the school. We didn't know where they're at.
Four of them.
Talk to mom and dad.
Four of them running around the school. Folks, did you know that the Columbine school shooting, did you know that there were over 100 accounts of students that saw over two shooters? Did you hear what I just said? During the time of Columbine, there was over 100 counts of students that saw over two shooters. And by the way, this is, again, what started my ministry, for those that did not know. I wasn't going to stand back and watch what was going on in public school. I was going to go in and be a part of the answer. That's why I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools alone. Because these kids are being illegally indoctrinated, as you well know, listeners, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Going back to Columbine, 100 accounts of students that saw over two shooters. I pulled up two videos, you heard the audio, of the school shooters during Columbine. One of them said there was three of them. He also said that one of them, the one that he's seen throwing bombs up on top of the school building with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold during the Columbine shooting, was taken away in a black car. How come we never heard about that, friends? How come we also never heard about the 300 SWAT members, the SWAT team members, that sat on the curb because they didn't know what they were up against inside of that school shooting? Because they need a body count that's equivalent to a mountain, friends, because it works for a political agenda. And what was their agenda? Gun control, gun control, gun control. Did they change the curriculum after April 20th, 1999? Nope. No, things are getting worse, not better. So it's not about the care of our kids. As a matter of fact, as I've shared over the last week, friends, many of these people that are trying to get you to have a care for the kids, you need to keep in mind that they're the ones advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. Do your math. It's an agenda. They're useful idiots, just like Vladimir said, Lenin. He was a Russian revolutionary under Joseph Stalin. They needed useful idiots to do their biddings for them so they could work through democracy. So they could work through democracy. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. And once they use those useful idiots to a point, then totalitarianism would come with its iron foot to come down upon them. And at that point, it's then now too late. And that's exactly what they're working at doing today, friends. After the school shooting, allegedly, that took place in Florida. I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. What's the objective? Guns, 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 guns. No film, no eyewitnesses. All of the eyewitnesses I'm talking about that have actually seen the shooter shoot. Folks, this is a false flag from A to Z is what this is. False flags means that there's a conspiracy inside. And what you need to understand is, yes, there is people probably walking around inside shooting away and killing people. And they had their little patsy downstairs, didn't they? Release the videos and we're done talking about it. Release the eyewitness videos, release the school shooting videos, and we're done talking about it. Everything contrary to what should be happening right now signifies that they're doing the opposite. They are covering their tracks at every turn. Just hang on a second, folks. I got much more information coming on the alleged shooting that took place in Florida. Columbine, going back to 100 accounts of students that saw over two shooters and 40 students that could identify the shooters. Did you hear what I said? There were 40 students that could identify the shooters outside of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Did you hear about that? Nope, you didn't. Jake Abedica said he was on the soccer field with his friends when they saw three men, not two, shooting guns and one of them throwing a bomb on the roof. This was another eyewitness outside of the two that you just heard. This is Columbine. It's also interesting to know the deaths that took place around Columbine that you, again, never heard of. Namely, Nicholas Kunzelman and his girlfriend Stephanie Hart, they were friends with Dylan Klebold. They were friends with Dylan Klebold. Now listen to this, friends. Both of them were shot dead at a Subway store, sandwich shop, at February 13th, 2000, sometime before 10 p.m., they were both shot and killed. Police said that they could not enter into the building because they didn't have the proper search warrant. Two high school students shot in a Subway sandwich shop before 10 o'clock. Their bodies laid there till 7 o'clock the next morning because they couldn't enter in because they didn't have a proper search warrant. Who do you think you're kidding? You never heard of these two, did you? No, because the media didn't want you to hear about them. It's also interesting to note that investigators labeled the murders as a professional sniper slaying, killing both of these kids, Stephanie Hart and Nicholas Kunzelman, that just happened to be friends with Dylan Klebold. Now, why are we not getting the facts? And why is the end aim always gun control? Because, friends, they're leading through opposition, bringing you up to date concerning now what's going on in Florida. It was, again, folks, Vladimir Lenin that said, hey, listen, we will lead the opposition. When we look at the things that have taken place in the past, school shootings, the Sikh temple, the Las Vegas. Oh, and by the way, the Las Vegas shooting, don't forget, folks, their narrative was changed 3 and 4 times. What was the first thing they started talking about? Gun control. See, they need to disarm you, America. You need to understand that. That's the obstacle between your freedoms and your slavery. That's a fact. And by the way, just for those that did not know, I do want you guys all to understand that Donald Trump is not shutting any doors whatsoever. He's not shutting any doors on those that are trying to get gun legislation passed. Incrementally, friends, little by little by little by little. And now, I guess, from what I understand on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, friends, he's gearing to make up some new gun legislation. Matter of fact, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump set to enact more gun control. Really, friends? Really, friends? Really? Are we so far gone that we don't have eyes to see? By the way, if you want to go back to Sons of Liberty Media, you can go back 2 days and see Trump not closing the doors on any front for attacks on the Second Amendment. Why? Why? Is that gun control just for us peasants and not for the president, not for Congress, not for Senate, not for the Supreme Court and justices, governors, and everybody else? It's interesting because they have security detail. It's interesting they have armed security around them at every step they walk. And they want gun control, more legislation, gutting the pith and marrow of your God-given rights, the Second Amendment. You know how you stop all this, America? You stop all of this by telling them, you work for me, number one. Number two, I have God-given rights, and I'm not forfeiting my rights, period. And every time they lead you to opposition, case in point, right after the school shooting, folks, before anything, any evidence was released to the American people, which still has not been released, friends, not a bit of evidence, not an eyewitness account, not film, not anything, folks. They had a debate on gun control. Are you kidding me? That is called leading through opposition. And I'll hit some more on that in just a couple moments. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. When I come back, I'm going to play some audio from a student. By the way, friends, those that listen to me 6 days a week, all the audio that I played for you over the week concerning the eyewitnesses that were countering the state-controlled media's narrative, they have all been scrubbed. It's been all scrubbed. That's why I started the show out starting with the fact that your First and your Second Amendment are under attack. It's time for you to wake up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wanted to let you know you can check us out. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, Sons of Liberty YouTube, Sons of Liberty YouTube with Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Have a couple hundred videos up there, folks, for you to begin to think. And always making reference to the Bible and the Constitution to give you your answers, which are so well needed in this time, in this hour. Also, check us out on our Twitter account, which is, for the most part, absolutely worthless. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Also, if you'd like to give us a call, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to set this one up really quick because this is a kid named David Hogg. I'm going to play some audio, which, by the way, has been scrubbed as well. We're pulling up all these videos that we played throughout the week to bring about a culmination to put it together for you on today's show. Folks, they have been scrubbed. Some have downloaded to hard drives so they couldn't scrub them. But again, you have to ask yourself, friends, why your First and your Second Amendment rights are under attack. And by the way, who was behind all of this scrubbing? Are you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. According to the Red Elephants, they reported hundreds of channels are having their videos deleted by YouTube after it reported that the ADL and CNN, listen to me carefully, friends, CNN, one of the worst rated news channels in the country, contacted YouTube and Facebook and Twitter to have them deleted as, guess what, friends, conspiracy theories. Anybody that dare question the narrative of the state-controlled media was immediately by all of the networks from CNBC, from MSNBC, from the New York Times, from the Washington Post. Folks, the list goes on. All in unison, they began to attack anybody that questioned the narrative. Okay? I want you to hear for yourself. what they deleted. We kept it. We have it. We got more coming on the other side because we saved it. We want you to hear David Hogg, who can't seem to remember his lines after this alleged school shooting in Florida. And I want you to listen carefully as to how he is being coached by the media. Listen carefully. And by the way, for those that cannot see the video, you are going to hear the video. I want you to understand that this is being played all the way through. The stopping and going and stopping and going is because he's forgetting what he's supposed to say. Listen carefully.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
Okay, you're fine, David, you're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, when I was going out, I was in shock.
I don't know how to put this in perspective.
You hear this, friends? He's being coached as to what to say and what not to say. Well, lo and behold, here's David Hogg again. And it's absolutely interesting. Not only did the six corporations worldwide that dictate and own the media resources on a worldwide basis, not only have they been cheerleading David Hogg, who just happens to be a former FBI agent's son, but I'll tell you what, folks, this guy's on the West Coast, he's on the East Coast doing interviews, and they just expect you to forget all about this stuff, friends. So when people start questioning the validity of who he is, all of a sudden here we have Facebook and Twitter and YouTube scrubbing your thoughts. Now, I'm waiting, and so are many across the boards, for the attorney that's going to have the internal fortitude to enforce the law against those that are censoring free speech in the United States of America. And it's not free speech, friends, when it's the media that sets the narrative. And for you to question the narrative, all of a sudden you are a conspiracy theorist. You have got to be out of your mind. And if that's the case, then I guess I'm a theorist. Because I'm not stupid. My head is not in the sand. Ever since this happened, I've seen the jump from what allegedly took place into the school during that time to eyewitness accounts from the students that were questioning everything that was going on, trying to figure how it was happening, who was doing the shooting, because nobody can identify the shooter. They won't release the film. And all of a sudden, before you know it, CNN... somehow or another had the American people's eyes off the ball. Produce the evidence as to what took place in the school. And furthermore, why are you having a gun debate? Folks, as I said earlier, the president has armed guard detail, the Congress, the representatives, alleged celebrities have armed guards. Isn't it interesting? The only ones that aren't protected with guns, folks, are schools across this country in these gun-free zones. Because they talk the American people out of their God-given right, namely the Second Amendment. Folks, let me say this and listen to me carefully. There is no gun debate. There isn't a debate. Those that are attempting to debate away your God-given rights are the ones that mean to control you. Do you not understand anything with history here, friends? Oh, furthermore, I thought I would share this with you as well. Facebook froze up my account for 30 days because I simply put in there two pictures of David Hogg on the East Coast and on the West Coast, which were actual reports. You can go online right now and see them. Just because he was on my Facebook, they shut down my account. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that Facebook also polled, because I'm countering everything I'm seeing here, a quote by Adolf Hitler with a picture on him, to first conquer a nation, you must first disarm it. They said that was not according to their guidelines. How much more do you want these people to reveal themselves to you, America? You are under attack. And just keep in mind, when you lose your Second Amendment, you lose all of them. Because you have nothing to hold your ground with after that point. And also keep in mind, these people that are trying to take away your guns, they work for you, America. When are you going to figure out they work for you? You are the government. Let me play this piece by students, we're told, David Hogg, and on Florida school shooting. I want you to know that when you listen to the audio, you're going to pick up on this, I'm sure. But I want you to understand that he is reading off a teleprompter. And also keep in mind, many of the talking points that he's using now were the ones that he was practicing for when he was being coached by the media as to what he was supposed to say. And then I'm going to read off these comments on the front page just to show you how this is completely backfiring on those in the media. Listen to this.
I was in my environmental science class when the first gunshot echoed through the hallways. We never had an active shooter drill at my school. And though we did talk about what to do in this type of situation, nothing could have prepared us for this. Politicians, and more importantly, the American public, must take action if we're going to prevent the next shooting. To elected officials, I say this. Don't lie to us. Don't make any more false promises, because when you do, children die. For the unfortunate individuals that were at my school, I ask that this be a time of togetherness. And something that is going to be always remembered, not only as a terrible incident, but as a turning point in American history, where students speak up and speak out when the politicians won't. I understand the importance of interest groups and how oftentimes they're necessary to continue a political agenda. However, when that agenda involves putting the lives of children at risk, how can you justify that? I support the Second Amendment, but for God's sake, how can we knowingly pass bills and laws that are in direct opposition to saving kids' lives? Sandy Hook, the Pulse nightclub shooting, and Vegas, just to name a few.
Every one of those friends, by the way, have been called into question. Every one of those, you can lay to the line the same way that we're questioning the narrative as to what took place in that this alleged school shooting in Florida as well. Many people, for those that did not know, go online, do your homework on Sandy Hook. I have not dug into that one, but many people question everything that took place there. Everything. Also with the Las Vegas shooting, don't forget about the fact that, folks, many eyewitnesses saw other shooters. And for those that did not know, 8 eyewitnesses from Las Vegas alone are now dead mysteriously, for those that did not know, okay? So when he begins to bring up these school shootings that took place, many people in this country have questions as to what really took place there, because, again, here we go again with the alleged, what, school shooting, and here's the agenda leading through opposition. Let's get them on the gun debate floor once again. And see, America, when you say enough of gun debates, we're not debating our guns, here you have some little dummy down, useful idiot speaking into a teleprompter, folks, and reading off a teleprompter, telling you what some propagandist wants you to hear. And this is what they're doing. This is why they're called useful idiots. They're yielding themselves over that mean to rule over them. And let me remind you, if you want to find out who rules you, folks, and wants to rule you, just find out who's censoring you. And of course, folks, without a shadow of a doubt, find out who means to disarm you, America. That's where we're at. Listen to the rest of this.
And Vegas, just to name a few. What legislation was passed in response? The answer to that question is little, if any. This President's Day, I think it's important that we come together as a nation and see each other's viewpoints and respect each other as fellow Americans. But this tragic event must never be forgotten. Because once it is, there will be another one. And another one.
Yep, there will be.
We need to stand up, go out and vote, talk to your legislators, and get educated. Be persistent, because these interest groups and these politicians will not listen if we don't speak up. So as American citizens, unite and stand up in the face of division, not for any political agenda, but for the lives of millions of school children.
Did you hear the coach in the back, folks? Did you hear that? Very nice. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to show you, for all of you dummied down, I don't believe in what the media says, but I believe what they're telling me here. You wanting to point your finger at the American people as being a bunch of theorists, conspiracy theorists, questioning the narrative? I'm going to come back, and I'm going to read the responses off the video that I just played for you, and be ready to correct yourself.
At
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, for the first-time listeners, yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you would like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have hour two coming up in just a couple minutes here. I've got a lot of information I want to get in during this hour from my Saturday listeners across the country. And I also wanted to say thank you very much for the two new affiliates that we just picked up over the week here. We have 94 affiliates in the United States of America as well, friends. Do we have 53 countries that are tuning in? WCFO 1160 AM, News Talk, Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for your trust. KULK 1360 AM, Hillsboro, Oregon. Again, we appreciate your trust trying to get off as much information as we can. Don't mean to clutter so much in, folks, or jam so much in, but again, it's this important because you need to understand that you are being censored. Any opposing questions or opinions or objections concerning the narrative, they are being scrubbed by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And nobody in this country can tell me this is lawful in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, we had Alexa Mednick claims that she was talking with the alleged shooter, Nicholas Cruz, during the time of the shooting. He didn't have a gun and he didn't have tactical armor on. That's been scrubbed. We played that three times on the radio for you. Why would they scrub that, friends? We had another individual, Jared Martin, talk about what was going on during that high school alleged shooting in Florida as well, and how strange it was that the Secret Service was there 2 weeks before this alleged shooting took place, and then they had several drills that day, not one, not two, but three drills that day, and then they were told by the police during the third drill to act like this is real, and then what we're going to do is we are going to shoot off blanks inside of the school. Well, what I did is I called my friend up, Michael Leshman, who is a sheriff out in Florida formerly, and I asked him what took place inside of that school. The only answers that he had were the ones that the narrative that the media was setting. That was the only narrative that he heard is concerning what the state-controlled media would have him believe. So what we did is we sent him up with the audios. He said, I never heard these. And so he started to dig in, and then question marks started going up all over the place with him too. And he said, well, there's videos inside of the school. Okay, well, great. Then release the videos. Then everybody can just lay this to bed, to rest. But they're not doing that. And I want to tell you why in just a couple moments. Then we went to another girl who said that there was three shooters inside of the school. Not a one of them saw the shooter. Not a one of them saw the shooter. Not a one of them saw the shooter. And I also want to say that we also had another audio, a video, of a kid that was scrubbed almost instantly, friends, who he had said that when he was inside of the school, that again, the cops told him that that it had to be real. You had to play this out like it was real, and we're going to shoot off blanks during this third drill. Well, guess what? My police officer friend in Florida said, I've never done drills like this. So I called up another police officer, an investigative police officer, out of Alaska, who's a friend of mine, who is from the Denver area, and he had said he didn't hear the information that I was sharing with him neither, and he said, well, what's up with all that? He goes, we never had to do drills like that. Of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. But folks, the question I have for you is, why are all these eyewitnesses being shut down? Why is it that we have an eyewitness sitting there talking with the alleged shooter, Nicholas Cruz, Alexa Meadnick? Why has that been stripped from the view of the American people to decide as to what took place? Why is there no evidence being brought forth concerning what took place inside of that school? And I also want to let you know, a false flag is when there's conspiracy involved, where someone's creating, leading the opposition. We have to keep the gun control debate alive. We need another one. We need another one. We need another one. We need another one. We don't have to prove anything to anybody. We'll just call them a conspiracy theorist when we can't produce any evidence. Well, that's what's happening again and again and again and again. And what are they going for? Disarmament, disarmament, disarmament. Well, let me go back, friends. One more thing. Notice that Alexa Meadnick was standing there talking to Nicholas Cruz, the alleged shooter, with no tactical gear on, with no gun. They want you to believe that he folded up an AR-15 and brought it into the school. Okay? And forget about all the kids that said there was more than one shooter. Okay, but again, nobody's seen a shooter. Remember, the cops said they were going to shoot off blanks. Okay? But isn't it interesting when they actually apprehended Nicholas Cruz? By the way, he was expelled from school. Isn't it just kind of odd to you, friends, and very telling at the same time, that during this time, he's an expelled student, he just happens to come inside of this school at the exact time that they're doing a third drill? Wow! That's a one in a million, isn't it? But just in time. And then, interestingly enough, it was reported that he was going to Walmart and then he went to a McDonald's. And he's just walking in the grass and the police apprehend him. And interestingly enough, the media just happens to be there the same time filming the whole apprehension before the cops even got to him, walking across a grassy field. Now, am I saying this didn't happen? No, I'm not saying nobody died. I'm saying this is a false flag from start to finish. And I'm saying that there's a whole lot of people that don't want you to get this information. Why is that? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back to this David Hoggs. For some reason, the media is protecting and cheerleading this kid like crazy business friends. I want you to listen to the responses. This is not solicited. I did not look for this. It was just a video that popped up that I wanted to play. And it's interesting, he's using the same talking points, whereas before, during a night session, he was being coached. And again, after the end of the one that I just played for you, you heard one of the individuals in the back say, "Nice job, nice job." Now here's the response from the American people. Crisis actor. Next one, why does this come across as so fake? Third one, he looks like he's reading a script. Well, he was. Number four, propaganda actor. Number five, fake traitor. Number six, he's a son of an FBI agent. Now, I know people in this country are up to their eyeballs with that of none other than the FBI and their corruption as well. Number seven, totally emotionless, totally fake. This kid said. Another one, eight, nice green screen. Okay, now for those that did not know, CNN has been busted actually creating wars in America where they said that they were over in the Middle East and you could hear bombs going off. Folks, it's all contrived. It's all contrived. I'll take the picture, you create the wars. That's exactly what they're doing. Another guy said, seriously, okay, this kid is getting on my nerves. This is every one of the responses. So for all of you conspiracy theorists out there, I want you to understand more people easily, hands down, are awake as to what's going on here than you. Because you're believing the media that you decry on a 24/7 basis that there's no truth in them. And then once they begin to show you, wait a second, anybody that questions our narrative, you must be a conspiracy theorist. You know what? Then I'm a conspiracy theorist. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at history, media for how many years in this country have been covering for conspirators by demonizing anybody that questions the narrative concerning their cover for those that are committing the crime. How many times do they need to be popped open, America? How many times do they need to be busted in scandals before you finally figure out that you're being lied to on a 24/7 basis? Now they want your guns. Another guy said, green screen. Another guy said, I'm going line upon line, one right after another. I'm not skipping any. I'm not looking for the ones that I want. This is literally what's right in front of me right now. This is the response to that video. Thumbs up if you think this is more than an audition than a report. Next one, crisis actors and production crew. Florida shooting photo. As a matter of fact, InfoWars even reported, friends, credible or not, no matter how you want to take it, I've seen the audio of this David Hoggs pre-recording 4 hours before the shooting even took place. Next guy, you can tell he's reading a script. Another guy right below him, nice green screen, nice fake emotions. The next guy, what a sellout. No wonder why Facebook and Twitter and YouTube is scrubbing the internet, because they don't want you to see that, folks, you're not the only one questioning the narrative. Everybody's questioning the narrative except your handful. And the handful are the exact ones the media is going to go to, and then they're going to blow it out there, and they're going to try to convince you that everybody agrees with what they say, when in fact, nothing could be the truth. Folks, I can go on and on. Reading on a prompter, actor, he said. Next one said, immature emotional rant proclaims the president sickens me. Goes on, this kid is reading this. Something very fishy and unnatural about this hog guy. Hour two coming up, folks. Sons of Liberty Media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Every one of them.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.